Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, in the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, Al is moving this week, so the first two segments you are going to hear are a replay from pretty much exactly 6 months ago. I find it always fun and useful to revisit some of the interviews that take part a little time in the past. We tend to get a little bogged down by what's happening day to day, but recapping where the world was a few months ago, 6 months ago, always is important. So these first two segments are going to be a replay of what Al talked about 6 months ago with Jim McKinney. And then in the second two segments, Al is back with you again with Jim McKinney to break down some of the recent political issues. We hope you all enjoy.
Jim, the question I have is, we were the greatest country in the world. I'm not saying that we are not right now, but I'm saying we have an awful lot of catching up that we have to do. Let's start out talking about the economic situation in the United States. The official numbers right now in terms of inflation are admittedly a record high, around 11.1% for the last, it's been for the last four decades, but you're saying those numbers really are skewed negatively and that the numbers are really actually around 17%. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. So the producer price index numbers came out yesterday on Thursday. We're recording this on Friday. And those numbers showed 11.1% for the cost of production and the cost for raw materials, the things that actually create our products that we buy. The day before that came out with Bureau of Labor and Statistics came out with the number of 9.1% year over year for inflation with a 1.3% monthly inflation rate. Now, these are since I think November, roughly 1981. So, as you say, four decades since then and the end of the Carter administration and kind of the ramifications of the policies that they had. But the real problem is after that period of time, the government, the executive branch, and the different agencies changed the way they calculate the consumer price or move to a CPI, consumer price index. If you take away the way they looked at it, go back to pre-1981, 1982 numbers, the inflation rate would be significantly higher. Some recommend or say as much as 17%, maybe the highest we've ever recorded. And that's distinct possibility if you use the same statistics that they're judging the 40-year high on. So that's something that people need to be aware of. And of course, with the 9.1% year-over-year consumer price increases, the producer price increase showing 11.1% means that we have not stalled the inflation train, that the Fed and whatever's happening has not been enough to slow it. And of course, with the, we do have a slight decrease, a small percentage for fuel, which dropping 30 to 40 cents a gallon over the last month, which is some relief to a certain extent. But the reality is those previous costs from May, June increases haven't even taken effect yet, as we see with the producer price index. So you're going to continue to see a tremendous inflationary pressure. We probably have yet to see the peak, primarily because of the fiscal policy that the administration has focused on with the massive expenditures, and they're attempting, the Democrats are attempting to push through another massive spending bill, kind of a Build Back Better too. And if they are, it looks like Joe Manchin is saying, no way, I'm not going to do it, which is going to, really upset, again, a lot of the Democrats. But as they try to push through this more spending bills, that's absolutely damaging. And the other piece of it is the regulatory environment that the administration continues to push on the energy sector. the restrictions, the lack of support, the influence from ESG, environmental social governance, investors pushing away from fossil fuels, and the government actually influencing those large investment companies to push ESG. And what that does is actually gives incredible power to many of these influential big, large funds like Fidelity and BlackRock. And yeah, that's just absolutely devastating the economy, because they're getting richer while the average middle-class American and low and the people on the lower end of the economic spectrum are once again becoming poorer very rapidly.
What I find to be interesting is a lot of people are saying that at least we're going to have a soft landing, at least the Fed's actions in terming the recession is going to prevent a recession from coming around the corner. The Journal came out yesterday and said that's absolutely false. There is no way that that's going to happen. We are definitely going to go into a recession. And with everything that I know about economics, economic trends, et cetera, I have to agree with that, Jimmy. The American people are really suffering. We go into a recession, it's going to be worse and worse and worse. The 2024, I should say, elections, I think, are going to reflect that also.
Yeah, I certainly hope they do, and we've got to ensure integrity in the election system to ensure that they do. Here's some of the real, you know, the Biden administration has been pushing the fastest growing economy and made these absolutely bogus statements, the best economy in history, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous arguments.
Right.
We have not reached the employment level that we had prior to the COVID lockdowns in March of 2020. So we haven't even got back to where we were in 2020. So when they talk about a, you know, increase, look, this government, the Biden regime, actually was holding people out of work and firing people for not getting vaccinated up until just this last, you know, just a few months ago. And in fact, they're still holding some of these regulations and starting to push it. And you're hearing a lot about the midterm variant, in my view, the MTV, which is the Omicron 5 variant, as they're attempting to, again, influence election outcomes by controlling people through a lot of fear and these really, really bad policies that really destroyed our economy and have a tremendous impact. And we'll talk about later in the show the psychological impact. But the economic impact, we haven't recovered from it yet. So all the lies they're putting out there are absolutely false. The recession, my view, and I've actually been saying this for months on this show, that we probably are already in a recession that with these types of inflationary numbers and the lack, the actual purchasing power for Americans has dropped over 3%, negative 3% in incomes. Those are devastating numbers. Those are not equivalent to what happened back even in, I mean, worse than what happened in the 80s, in the late 70s and the early 80s. So yeah, we're there, Al. We are in a very difficult position. And the problem is this administration doesn't believe it. They try to lie their way out of it, and they're not setting policies in place in order to come out of it.
Well, no, they're not. There's a lot of rhetoric going on. The rhetoric makes absolutely no sense. And I think that people truly feel, aside from people who have been very, very fortunate in the real estate market, the level of, I think, poverty in the United States, and when I want to say, I mean psychological poverty, The level of psychological poverty in the United States right now is growing and growing and growing. And I'm not even close to being surprised, Jimmy, that, pardon me, bad throat. I'm not even close to being surprised that we are in a situation right now where the Democrats even are saying we don't want Biden to run again. Stick around. We're going to be right back. Going to talk a little bit about Biden in the Middle East. Right back.